in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for a massive anointing upon your people and a stirring in the hearts of the church universally. God, wake your people up in this hour to let us see what's happening in this world and what you're desiring to do through us in this world. And I give you glory for it now in Jesus' name. To the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, verses 14. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They met with their bread him that fled. And then Isaiah 24, verses 11. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. Our thought comes today. There is a cry for wine in the streets. Do you hear it? There is a cry for wine in the streets. Do you hear it? There are so many people in our world who are still in darkness. They're still in bondage. They're still in sin. And they are looking. They're searching. They're hoping. They're hurting. They're longing for answers. And I find that so many people have gone to mediums and spiritualists because of what they are hungering for. And once they get there, they expose themselves to demonic influences, which brings them deeper in bondage. And while all of this is taking place, it's like the church is sleeping, chilling out, fighting over members, arguing over doctrines, who's right and who's wrong, focus on material things, and satisfy with those who are saved already, when there are still millions of people waiting to hear someone tell them about Jesus. They're waiting for someone to tell them that Jesus loves them. They're waiting for someone to let them know that Jesus died for them and that Jesus is their answer. They are waiting to hear some good news because of all the bad news they've been hearing. And there's so many people in our society. They've been hearing people tell them things like, they are nothing. They will never amount to anything. They will never change. They will always stay in trouble. They are stupid. They are just like so-and-so. See, there's a cry for wine in the street. Not in the church building. Because the action is not behind the four walls. But it's in the open fields. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus said, go. He didn't say stay. Go into all the world, not stay locked up in a building, shouting and dancing and falling out and getting happy and getting excited over the word and yet not doing nothing with the word you're getting. But go where there's a cry for wine at. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon us. And listen, and the Holy Ghost will anoint us to witness to men, get this, about Jesus. The Holy Ghost will anoint us to witness to men about Jesus. Not about what church we go to, not who your pastor is, not what choir you sing in, not how many members you have, not how much money you have in the bank, but how Jesus loves them, how Jesus cares about them, how Jesus understands what they're facing, how Jesus feels what they hurt. How Jesus died for them. How Jesus shed His blood for them on the cross. How Jesus is the answer. And notice, it's not in a building. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, He said, "And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Notice that. That's outside the building. Because why? The cry for wine is in the streets. There's so many people today who walk the streets. They pass church buildings up. Don't even have a desire to come to buildings anymore. And I've dealt with enough people just to find out why. What actually happened? Why don't you go to some building to hear the word? I've gotten answers like, "There's too much phoniness in there." I've gotten another answer like, "All this stress is money." I've heard one guy tell me that he used to go to church, but he stopped going. I asked him, "Why have you stopped going?" He said, "I stopped going because the preacher, he got the two most expensive cars in the state, and now he's still trying to get more money." He says, like, it turned me off. Now, there are so many other reasons why people stop going. But see, church, we must understand something. The cry is not in the building where you are. While the pastor constantly praying for people that's already saved, that energy can be used toward people that's not saved. And it's sad when saints won't grow up. You have baby people, baby saints, baby people, so immature in mind and spirit, they just won't grow up because they like the attention the pastor gives to them. Or you might not like this, and I know. And I know what God is showing me. See, because you got so many folk don't want to grow up because they're so comfortable in that building where they are. But you see, you can never experience nothing new with God locked up behind four walls. If ministries don't have outreaches, they cannot grow like God designed for it to grow. And I've often said this, and I say it again, there's so many ministries that has money hand over fist, but they're doing nothing with the money. The money been in a bank so long until probably Lincoln got on eyeglasses. They got so much dust on the money just sitting there when there are people in the streets waiting for wine to be brought to them. Notice something in Isaiah 21. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water. Notice, they didn't wait for the people to come to them. They brought water to him that was thirsty. There are people in our society thirsting. They're thirsting for the living water, who is Jesus. They're thirsting for answers for the problems they're facing. They're thirsting for deliverance. Many people are thirsting for healing. They're thirsting for breakthroughs. They're thirsting for victory over things that's trying to kill them. People are thirsting for water. In the church, we have the answer for the world. And His name is Jesus Christ. Stop pointing people to your organization. Stop trying to get people to come to the building where you are and take this water that's in you to the desert. Take the water of life that God has put in you and bring that water to people in the streets. You'd be surprised at people that's just waiting for somebody to walk up to them and ask them, "Can I pray for you?" I've experienced this in Atlanta, Georgia. We went to a hospital there and a young lady was reading a magazine in the lobby. Don't even know her name. And the Holy Spirit tells me to go and just sit by this young lady. Well, as an act of obedience, just sitting there by this young lady, she was hurting and waiting for somebody to bring her some water because she had been so thirsty for a long time. And just sitting there, just talking to her, I asked her, can I pray for her? She says, sure. And the tears begin to stream down. God began to reveal to me this young lady's heart, how she'd been waiting for somebody just to tell her that Jesus loves her and that she could have a new beginning of life because she was tired of the life she was living. And before the deal went down, Jesus became her Savior simply because somebody brought water to her. And what am I saying to you as a saint? You have the word of life in you. And there are people in your community, people in your family, they're just waiting for you to bring that water to them. See, there's a cry for wine in the streets. Because why? People are tired in the streets. People are dying in our society. Look on the news, saints of God. Look at how many people swapping time for eternity. But the question is, where are people going when they're dying? Where are people going when they leave this world? And sad to say, there's so many people that's leaving our society, leaving our world. They're going into hell's fire. Why? Because somebody did not tell them about Jesus. They die without Jesus being their personal Lord. And you see, somebody going to have to give an account to God for those souls that could have been reached by the church. So, saints, it's time for us to wake up and see that you are saved to be a witness. You're not saved just to roam some church's pew. You're not saved just to be a member in some choir. You're not just saved to be a deacon on the deacon board. What you do when you leave that building determines where you're going. I mean, there are people that's waiting now for the word of God. They're waiting for somebody to bring them hope. I mean, people are now so doped up on crack. But now it's time for us to crack the crack through the power of God. It's time for people that's in bondage now to know that they can be free through Jesus Christ. If the Son therefore shall make them free, they shall be free indeed. But see, men cannot go free until they hear about Jesus, who is the only one that can set them, hallelujah, set them free. Oh, glory to God. You see, in Isaiah 24, verse 11, he said, there's a cry for one in the streets. Notice this, there's a cry of people's heart. I mean, there's a silent cry is right. People might not be walking around every day saying, help me. But if you're sensitive to God, God will let you hear people are crying all around you. Look at the way people are living. You can look in people's face and see the depression that's in them. I mean, people are so depressed and oppressed. I mean, people are so cracked up with stuff in this world. People are taking their own life because they can't deal with the pressures in life. I mean, people need to know that there is an answer for their problem, and his name is Jesus Christ. But don't you hear the cry, saint of God? Don't you hear the cry for those in the streets that's wanting wine? People are crying to God now for answers. People are asking God, send me somebody that can tell me about you. People are asking God in their own way. I know you are a God. I know you have my answer, but I need somebody to tell me how to change. Saints of God, listen, people cannot change unless they hear about Jesus. We must explain to them the simple plan of salvation. We must let them know that Jesus is the answer, that Jesus loves them just as they are, and stop trying to change them to your own doctrine. Stop trying to make them become a part of your religion, and get them to know that Jesus died for them, and that Jesus rose for them, and that Jesus is the only answer. I mean, the message in this hour today should be Jesus is your answer, regardless of what race, creed, or creed you're in. Jesus Christ is your answer. And until men hear about Jesus Christ, they will walk around in darkness all their days. And what's so sad today, since people are not hearing about Jesus, they're hearing about all kind of cults in religion. They're hearing about all kind of dogmas and doctrines. That's why people are going into all kind of stuff today. They're going into spiritualism and witchcraft and all of this kind of stuff because they're searching for answers for the problems in their soul. But Jesus Christ is the answer. I must stress this even more. Jesus is your answer. Regardless of where you are or who you are, Jesus Christ is your answer. He don't have no answer. He is your only answer. For whatever problem you're facing, my brother and my sister, Jesus Christ is your answer. And so, church, don't you hear the cries of those in the street? Do you not hear the cries of those in the street for wine? See, God done put a wine in you as a believer. And people are pulling at God for that wine that's in you. But you must be willing to go where God send you at. I mean, it's time for the church to come from behind the four walls and then take this water to the street. I mean, take it to the projects. Take it to the area where you are. Because people are not coming to churches no more. People are being turned off in this hour even greater than ever before. Because they're tired of all the mechanics and the money that people are pulling at them for. People may not have a dime to give in the church, but God, they still need to know that Jesus loves them. I mean, when people know that they can be saved instead of them having one copper penny, that will draw people to Jesus Christ. And now it's time for the church to take this water to the desert. I mean, there are people like Oasis. They're looking for hope. They're looking for answers, but they're going to the wrong places trying to get these answers. But then we must now bring this water to where they are. People on the street corner swapping the bottle, but now it's time to give them the gospel. I mean, a word that will change their life forever. We must let them know that Jesus loved them and that there's no problem that Jesus cannot solve. I mean, don't you hear the cry of those in the street? They're crying out for wine in this hour. And I mean, people are dying everywhere. But sad to say, they are dying without Jesus Christ. People are being shot down in the street. Our youth are being killed like crazy. But you see what's sad today? The church going to be held accountable because God then gave the church a mandate. And that mandate is to take this gospel to the ends of the earth. There are so many churches in our society, churches all around the world. You got money hand over fist, but you have no kind of outreach. But God is saying, woe be unto you. There's a mandate on the church even greater now because Jesus is soon to return. Jesus is soon to come back. But the question is, what will Jesus find you doing before he come back to planet earth? I mean, the trip of God is about to sound and the dead in Christ is about to rise first. But you see, they got souls that still need to be reached. My God, I give you glory. There are people that still, but the question is, what will Jesus find you doing before he come back to planet earth? I mean, the trip of God is about to sound and the dead in Christ is about to rise first. But you see, they got souls that still need to be reached. My God, I give you glory. There are people that still waiting right now for somebody to tell them that Jesus is your bread. I know you've been hungry, but Jesus wants to satisfy the hunger that's down in your soul. I mean, you've been thirsting for water, but Jesus is your water. He can quench the thirst in your soul. I mean, you're tired of the bondage. I mean, drugs are just cracking you up, but Jesus now wants to crack the crack and give you a brand new life. Glory to God. Don't you hear the cry, saints of God, for wine in the streets? Glory to God. And listen to me, saints, as I come to a close, there is a cry for one in the streets in this hour. You must let God let you hear the cries of people. There are people on your job that's crying for why. There are people in your family that's crying for why. You got people in your family not saved. They're crying out for wine. They're crying out for change. They're crying out for deliverance. They're crying out for victory. They're crying out for freedom. Don't you hear the cries of the people? But God, hear the cries of you people. God, hear the cries of those in the street. But you see, the church, we are God's mouthpiece in this hour. If we don't tell them, who in the world gonna tell them? If we can't tell men that Jesus loved them, who in the world gonna tell them this? Oh, hallelujah. There's a cry for one in the streets. Don't you hear it? Saints of God, it's time for us to fast and to pray. It's time for us to consecrate our lives. It's time for us to get real with God again. It's time for us to come out the world and stay out. It's time for us to get before God and let God give us an ear to hear the cries of people that's in our society. Let God give you an ear to hear the cries in your own family. There are people in your family as believers that's bound and they're hurting and they're crying for wine. They're crying for change. They're crying for deliverance. They're crying for somebody to let them know that they are loved. There's so many people. Just think for a moment. In our society today, they walk around the streets feeling like nobody love them. Nobody care about them. But you know what's sad when the church turns people away when they come? You have to give an account to God for that preacher. You have to give an account to God for that deacon. And I've seen people put people out of churches because they wasn't dressed a certain way. Who in the world are you? You ain't died for nobody. You ain't shed your blood for nobody. And God drawing them people there, he drawing them there for a reason. But woe be unto you if you turn people away again, God said. If people coming to the place where you are, they're coming because they're hungry. They're coming because they're thirsty. They got a cry in their bones. And if you're not listening to God, God, you can't hear that cry. And if you don't hear that cry, God can't give you the word to give to them. There's a cry for one in the street. Don't you hear it? And as I come to a close, you might be listening to this message. And Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior. You may be sitting in a church building. You may be a preacher, a deacon. You may be a member of a large ministry. But there's a cry within your heart. There's a cry within your being for change. There's a cry within you for a new life, a new way to live. I want to take this time to talk to you. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. That Jesus died to set you free. And you may be in a building, a physical building, but you're not saved. God have me stressing this because there are so many of you listening to this message. You're a church member. And you've been a church member for years. You've been baptized in water. You've been confirmed. And you think you're on your way to heaven when you're not. Unless Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, you are hellbound sitting in a church building. If you can get out of your pride and not allow your pride to cause you to humble yourself down and acknowledge to Jesus that you're lost and that you want to be saved, you will sit up in a church, my friend, and still go to hell. And that don't make sense. There's a cry for one in the street, saints. There's a cry for one in your community, in your family, in the area where you are. There are people hurting. There are people just waiting for somebody to tell them what Jesus did for them. It's time off all of this foolishness to cut out, trying to get them to come to the church you are in. God is not impressed with how many people you bring to a building. How many people are you bringing to Jesus is what gives glory to God through your life. And as you listen to this message, I want you to think for a moment. There's a cry for one in the streets. Don't you hear it? And many of you that's in the church today, you don't hear the cries in the streets because you're not concerned about those that's lost. You're just satisfied like Jonah. You're saved, you're sanctified, and you're selfish. You don't care about people getting saved. You just care about how much money you can raise, how many suits you can get, how much material stuff you can accumulate. And you're satisfied with the little people that's there. People already saved. Just becoming gospel fat. They're puking the word. They got so much of it. They're obese off the word. And they ain't doing a thing with that word. And for years after years, no kind of growth, no kind of maturity, no kind of development. Why? Because you have no kind of outreach. There's a cry for one in the streets. Don't you hear it? And if you're listening to this message, and Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want to take this time to talk to you. I want you to know that Jesus loves you, my brother, my sister, whoever you may be. He cares about you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Listen, my friend, Jesus did not come into the world to condemn you. He came to remove the condemnation from you by bearing your sins in His own body. Now all you have to do is accept what Jesus Christ done for you. Jesus died for you, my friend, not Mary, not the Pope, not Buddha, not Muhammad. None of these people died for you but Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. So if you're in a church building and you know you're not saved, or if you're not nowhere and you know Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, would you stop for a moment and bow your head? I want to lead you into a prayer that will cause your life to change from this day forward. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried. And you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for saving me. I thank you for a new beginning. I thank you for changing me. And I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signing it with your blood. And Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. In Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed this prayer, you're now what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ. And saints of God, there is a cry for one in the streets. If you don't hear it, ask God to open your ears. Remove the deafness and the dullness out of your ears so that you can hear this cry of people that's crying for the wine that's in you as a believer. They're crying for that word that God then put in you. I said something earlier, and it really hurt. To listen to the website, the radio, to watch TV, and to see how many messages are geared just to the church. But I wondered how many messages, how many ministries are gearing to souls that's not saved. I see very little of this. Many messages gearing to conferences for the believer, which is fine and well, but the question comes to you. What are you doing with that word that you're getting besides trying to impress somebody else? Are you really using that word that God is sending to you? Because listen to me good, saint. You will be held accountable to God for the word he sent to you. Because God will ask you, what have you done with the knowledge I've given to you? Apart from you trying to impress folk and trying to prove somebody wrong and arguing over doctrines and theories, you got people in sin need to know a simple word. Jesus loved them. And Father, I thank you so much for anointing your people. I thank you for mass conviction through your spoken word. And I thank you for dealing with the hearts of your people in this hour. Waking us up, blessed one, out of sleep and slumber. And opening our ears to hear the cry there is in the streets for the wine you've placed in us. And God, as the inhabitants of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty, stir the hearts of your people to take this water to the deserts. And I give you glory for it now in Jesus' name. There is a cry for one in the streets. Do you hear it?